O4ULP, my drink.
4BWA. Listening.
BWA, K4, OIM. What you up to, Steve?
Monkeying with my radio. I finally got my FT8 straightened out. And, now I'm trying to get my 2-meter and 440 back up online. Can't get my memory channels to run right. Well, I tell you what, programming a radio is so much fun.
When you get it figured out, come over here and program this FT950 for me. Oh, I get so aggravated with it, I just give up and went back to factory default. But I gotta check into the net tonight with Gary and go ahead and secure my station and get up there and get a bath and shave. And they finally got me an appointment with a surgeon tomorrow over in Greenville over on Fakewood. And they ain't discussed with me what they're gonna operate on yet.
Why, you was going to get a bath and shave and clean up real pretty. I figured you had a date.
I'm going to take a bath and shave on Wednesday night. Does that mean that I don't have to do it again on Saturday, or am I good for another week and a half if I take one tonight?
Well, just don't ask your daughter, because your daughter's going to say you got to have one this Saturday night, too. Just double up.
This weather. They talk about we might get a little wintry mix Friday, and then another more snow next Tuesday. It's been a while since we've had this much snow.
That Dan Bickford got on Channel 7 tonight and said that it wasn't going to be much more than just a dusting on Friday, if we get it. But now you and I are living a little bit north of where they talk about, so we might get an inch, but I doubt it. But anyhow, yes, it's still cold, and yes, I sure wish some warm weather would come back so I can go fly.
Get my membership. I've had this drone now about a year and a half, and I need somebody to teach me how to fly. And I was talking to Dave in, a week or two back. And he said you had to have a license to fly one now.
Yes, sir. It is highly recommended that you get your AMA, and then there's an FCC and an FAA test that you got to take. But let me just assure you one thing. You go over there and look at it, read through it, you can pass it, nothing flat. It's the simplest thing you ever seen.
It's mine when I was flying up there at Lake Robinson with the Blue Ridge Flying Club. And I crashed that biplane I built on the maiden voyage. It just fell out of the sky, coming back, bring it back in for a landing. It just dropped straight down into the lake. I just walked over there to the trash, to the burn barrel, threw the transmitter and everything in there and walked away. I hadn't even thought about building another plane.
There's one thing about radio-controlled airplanes, Walt. You love it, and it can break your heart. But if it goes up, it's going to come down. At some point, it's going to come down the way you don't want it to. So, it's the nature of the beast.
My friend that he worked with me is on my pipe crew. And he lived down there at, on down 101 going towards Woodruff. I forget what club was flying down there. They had a nice little field. But he lived about a half a mile back in the woods back there behind that field. And he told me, he said, Mr. Wall, come down at the house one day. He was telling me where he lived. And I said, yeah, I used to go down there and fly some. He said, well, you need to come down at my house. And I was down there one weekend. And he had a barn full of planes hanging all over the wall that had got out of range and crashed out there in his cornfield. I mean, I bet you he had probably 40 or 50 planes in that barn, Steve.
Well, I tell you what, that was Western Carolina Radio Control Club, and Dave used to fly with them on a regular basis, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of Dave's was over there, too. Oh, me. Well, that club's not over there anymore, you know. Jump in there.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, name is Ed. I have a single channel radio control radio with, I think, receiver and relays that I have not used in years and years. I'm looking for a home for it. If you'd like it, I'll give it to you. Over.
Is it a gas powered or a nitro powered?
Radio.
Okay. Well, hey, Walt, there you go. There's your way back in.
Not bad enough very late, Robinson. I had about $2,000 in that thing. I'd rather spend $2,000 on radio equipment. I just want to learn to fly this drone so I can use it to fill up some dipoles. No, I ain't interested in getting back into that hobby. Nope, that's way more expensive than ham radio.
Like I said, bud, it can break your heart. Well, boss, I've got a friend that might be interested in that thing. How much are you wanting for it?
It was said I would make a gift of it to a good home for it. I haven't used it since I was in Korea. I assume it would still work. It's a single channel, which means it only operates the rudder.
My, okay. Well, and it's from the 50s?
1966.
Wow. Yeah, I'd like to take a look at that. But I got to tell you, they revamped the frequencies. Let's see, I'm going to guesstimate somewhere right around 1990. And you can't use some of those frequencies anymore on the AM. But you know what? I'd sure like to see it. And I'd like to have it just to play with it. So how would I get a hold of you?
Hi, where are you located?
Inman, South Carolina.
Far? I could probably mail it to you easier than anything else.
Now, what part of Brevard are you in? You down there in the bottoms, or are you round up over there above town?
Halfway to Rosman.
Okay. Well, tell you what, hang on just a minute for me, okay?
Your call sign, over.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
Bye.
Now, give me your call sign one more time.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed.
Let me read that back to you. It's WD8RON, that's Whiskey Delta 8. Romeo Oscar November, and you're Ed. I just asked my wife if she'd like a nice lunch in Brevard on Saturday. Are you going to be around Saturday?
No. We're not planning anything really because of the snow. We got our drive plowed this morning so we can get out now. Most of the roads are clear. 64 is pretty much mostly clear. So we can get into town. I'm hearing there may be more snow on the way.
Well, I tell you what, are you on QRZ? What? Have you got a pencil and paper?
Can't talk on the phone or radio without a pencil in my hand.
That's my man. Okay, well listen, write this down. It's and I'll spell it for you. It's XRAYMAKER. X-ray maker at MSN.com. That's my email address. And if you'll just email me your cell phone number or your phone number and contact information, I'll give you a call probably around 11 o'clock or 12 on Saturday, and we'll meet up and we'll see what we got.
I'm going to read this back to you phonetically. X-ray Romeo Alpha. Now you got me on this one. Maker, M-A-K-E-R, at MSM.com. Give me the first part again.
X-R-A-Y-M-A-K-E-R, X-ray maker.
That I had it right the first time, but I was got to watch my handwriting now. And my address and email are on the web at QRZ.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. When you email me, just put your phone number on there, and that way I'll call you when I get into town. How's that?
I'm going to give you a landline. There's a machine on it. We monitor the calls. So when you call, wait for the message to end, and then start talking, and we'll pick up.
Fantastic. Yeah, just put that on the email, and I'm kind of looking forward to this. This will get me and my wife out of town, and we'll get out and air out a little bit, and she'll get a ride through the mountains, and I'll get a radio, and she'll be happy, and I'll be happy. That works all the way around, don't it?
I'll go down tomorrow. I've got the radio down in my barn, and I'll pull it out. I have no idea what the frequency is.
I'm not worried about that a bit. So, all right, well, good enough. Well, Ed, good talking to you, and I'll back on out of here. And we got a net coming up in just a little bit. Have you been checking into our net?
I'd so. I, a lot of times I'll just monitor, but I check in usually late.
Go. All right. Well, good. Check in with them tonight. It's a good bunch of folks. Including that guy that was on here with us a few minutes ago, Walt. Yeah, he calls the net on, I believe it's Tuesday nights. Is that right, Walt?
K4OIM. Yeah, I believe Ed checked in with me last night. Am I correct, Ed?
So I checked in late, but I did check in last night.
My 53rd check-in. I just looked back at my log.
Wait around, listen to everybody, and then check in late.
I sent my net report in and closed the net out. I have a round table for the guys that's having problems with radios or computers, antennas and all, and it's always somebody that hangs around for the round table to help them out. I only had one last night, and he had questions about a Jesu amplifier he had bought. And I think KK4JBQ, Larry, and KI4LZI, Table Rock, they were the only two that stuck around, but I gave him this guy's information up in Asheville that works on them. And you're invited to stick around. Are you ever on HF now, or are you just on 2 meters?
Before you help here, sorry to interrupt you guys, but at your convenience, I have a question.
You you hang in there just one second, buddy, and you got two guys on here that can probably answer you. And I'm not going to include myself in that because I'm probably more like you. I'm still learning. So, Ed, I'll go ahead and go stand by here, and then I'll look for your email, and I'll call you on Saturday before I head on up. How's that sound?
Good. Or give me a call tonight, anytime up until 11 tonight.
No, but listen, by about 9:30, I'm going to be lucky to make it that far. After 9 o'clock, my brain gets fuzzy. But I'll definitely call after I get your email. And, Alexander, go ahead and jump in there and ask these two experts your question.
A little question about HF is I have my HF rig and have my antenna up, and I can transmit, but I cannot receive. But my radio is not grounded. Do you have any suggestions to make?
Right off the bat, buddy, if you've got a gain control, okay, an RF gain, sometimes you might have reached up there and turned the gain up, thinking that was your AF gain. So your RF gain, make sure that you've got your RF gain turned all one way or the other. And also on HF, just make sure you don't have your squelch up too high, okay? Try that and see if that doesn't help. More than likely, it's going to be just something simple. Wouldn't you agree, Walt, and Ed?
Yeah, he's got that Tentec Omni D. I'm trying to remember that thing. I had one. I sold it about 2 years ago and wish I'd never got rid of it. But I'm like you. He's probably turned the RF gain down. Yeah, I run my RF gain wide open and didn't control the volume with AF gain. But most likely that's what it is. But he needs to get that radio grounded.
Play around with another operator on the phone, and with both of our HF radios for about an hour trying to figure it out. And, he pulled up a picture of the radio and told him to try this and try that. And, I could reach him, but, I could not receive. And we went to other frequencies, and he could hear something, and I couldn't, and I should have been able to hear it. So, I'm just not sure.
That Omni D has a switch on it for receive and transmit. You have to flip backward and forward. I know when I first got into HF, you had a separate receiver and a separate transmitter, and you had to switch manually to go from receive to transmit. But I don't believe that Omni D was that way. You've got something shut off in it somewhere that's stopping the receive.
Well, listen, you guys take it easy. I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here for a few minutes before the net starts. Ed, I'm looking forward to meeting you, buddy. And Walt, I hope everything goes your way tomorrow. And take that bath, get all cleaned up, get prettied up. You just might not make it back out of Greenville. One of them women will have to grab you, boy. So, y'all have a good evening and carry on. I'll be on the side waiting for the net to start. K4BWA clear.
Tomorrow in. Yes. Advice to her is to turn everything off, take out the manual, and follow the steps in the manual to bring it up, because, like you said, it's probably something real simple. We were putting in a shot a long time ago, and people were spending an hour going through all the stuff, except they hadn't realized they didn't have the power turned on.
As I said, we probably went through about an hour trying to figure out, the person that I was on the phone with, he previously owned the radio, so he pretty much knew how it worked, because, I got it from him, and I you know, would grounding have any effect on receiving?
It is extremely important for everything you're doing with the radios and electrical stuff, and it could very well have a lot to do with what you're doing. Whether your antennas should be grounded depends on what kind of antenna you have. You'd have to look at the back of your radio and find out if there's a ground strap that needs to go to a good ground.
Grounding wire, and it just, I'm in an upstairs shack, so it's a little bit more challenging to ground.
Yeah, that can be. If you have some kind of ground bus, I have a grounding rod that attached to the wall that I'm grounding my stuff to. Yours is going to be a little more complicated. What I'd like to use is a small grounding strap, and I found that the straps used in automobiles between the hood and the body, which are designed to help reduce radio interference, are, you can get them about 15 inches long. They've got the eyelets already in it, and you might, and they're only about $8, so you might want to look at one of those to tie into your overall ground.
Yeah, I'll just have to research more. I pretty much have no clue how to ground them, you know. I'm pretty new into the hobby and still haven't figured it all out.
Gene, Alexander's only 13 years old, and you hadn't had your license quite 2 months yet, have you, Alexander?
It's a little bit over a month now that I've had my license.
Pretty good. If you go on the web and look up amateur radio grounding, you'll find all kinds of stuff. Like most of the stuff on the web, you have to be careful who writes it.
By that, you mean I could find something on there that would tell me incorrectly?
Stuff written by six-year-olds.
Okay, so, how do I know what's, what I can trust and what I can't?
Language and try to find out who wrote it and compare it to everything else.
Well, you know, probably, maybe contact, you know, I have a ham radio neighbor that just, down the street and, you know, maybe could, use his help. He's, like, really into HF. He, like, does no VHF, UHF, like, only HF.
You're on the second floor. Is it your house or is it a rental?
Well, I don't own the house, but my dad does.
It's your house. You might want to look at, again, some of the grounding. You can get things that go underneath the window, between the window and the sill, where you can run cables through it. You may have that for your antenna and run a grounding strap through that. Most things I've read say to use something solid. So if you use a real heavy wire, something over 12 gauge, or I should say, well, over 12 gauge in size, you could run that down the outside and then go into an 8-foot grounding rod, attach that with a good clamp, and see if that helps.
I'll try to ground my radio. The operator was talking to the phone on East told me to run it from the ground and over to where the grounding rod is for the house.
That would be good, too. Better than nothing. I'm looking through some of my stuff. I think we've got about 10 minutes before the net starts, so I'll see if I can find a couple of sites for you. Give me your call sign again.
Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa.
I can't find it before the net. I'll get hold of you during the net.
How long I'll stay, if I get assigned to the net, I'll be sign in and then, you know, make sure that my call sign was correct and I'll be out then.
Couldn't take me but a few minutes to find this.
I guess I'll be standing by till you find it.
I'm going to go ahead and sign out for you two. I've got just about 5 minutes before Gary calls the net tonight. So, Alexander, Ed, 7-3s, and I know I'll catch y'all here later or sometime tomorrow if I'm able to talk after I leave the surgeon's office. Seven threes, guys.
Threes, Walt, and have a good rest of your evening.
Four, Uniform Lima Papa, this is WD8RON.
Four, ULP. If you found the website, I am ready to copy.
http://www.w8ji.com/house/ground/layouts.htm. Read that back to me and we'll go through it if we need phonetically.
All I got was HTTP. Could you try that a little bit slower?
Okay. / whiskey .8JulietIndia.com/house house underline ground /ground underline layouts /layouts .HotelTangoMike.
I got all the way to
the house, and then it's actually a space, I think, but it's an underline ground /ground underline layouts /layouts .htm.
So I just wanted to verify something right here. So after .com, I got /house/under. Is it supposed to be /under/house instead?
And then a space. It's the underline on the keyboard, and then ground, and then underline on the keyboard again, and then layouts.htm.
I have now, I got http://www.w8ji.com/house/underground/layout.htm.
So the first part should be two T's, Hotel Tango Tango Papa, and then after /house, and then the symbol underline, not the word. If you just go to the w8ji.com, it'll probably take you to the last part of it.
Okay, I'll try that website and, do a little bit of research and, still thaws out some, and it's, probably safe around for me to climb out on the roof so I can get my cable to the ground, I'll play around with it.
The title of this article is The Single Dash Point Station Ground versus the Wrong Ways.
Single Point Dash What?
Single Dash Point, P-O-I-N-T, Station Ground.
Right now, so, yeah, I'll definitely play around with that website, and it's 9 o'clock, so they're going to probably call it net right here quick, so we better sign off. So this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear, 7:30.
I'm in the database, and my email is there, so give me a shout with the email if this doesn't work for you, and I'm clear.
DOS, you fellows mind if I start the net?
ULP, yeah, go ahead and start the net.
Hey, young man. This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I'm going to go ahead and recognize these folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight, and then we'll go from there. They would like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy up on Table Rock. K4XMR. Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's at Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Pickens. And KP2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick, he's up in Penrose. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up Brown Summit, North Carolina. And N1XRR, that's Mr. Michael, he's in Buford, Georgia. And KO4PWO, that's Hunter in Simpsonville. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Glad y'all could make it, and we got y'all in the log. Hope y'all have a good evening. We'll go up to the EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I will be negative and negative, but I will stay around for the swap meet tonight, Gary. Thank you, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall. He's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's out in California via text message. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a good visit out there. Can't wait for you to get back on this side of the country and get back to God's country. You take care and be careful. That's all the EchoLink stations I got up for right now, so we'll move up to the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Beck, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Or DOS.
Hello. And KE4ZHF. That's Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is Campabella. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Gary. 4DOS. November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike and 4WHM. This is Bill in Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative, but I will stick around for the swap net. 73s, and thanks for calling the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha, KM4OTA. Ken, I'm located in Seneca. Be negative and negative and short time tonight. 73 to you, everybody on the net.
Hello, Gary. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down in Anderson, KO4BWQ.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna, up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And N4WHM, that's Mr. Bill. He's down in Hartwell. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KM4OTH, Mr. Ken, down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. And KO4VWQ, Mr. Jimmy, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KI4DTY. Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee. Nice to hear you tonight. This is Daniel, and I'm located actually in Charleston tonight. Hope everybody's doing great.
And I would like to say good evening to KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, down in Charleston tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. You be careful out down there on your trip. Be careful on the way back home. Have a safe trip. All right, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenboro. I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening in. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DOS. And KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Lewis, Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KO4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And KO4QLG is Mr. Chris over in Liberty. That's my other brother by a different mother over there. Chris, I got your radiogram tonight. Thank you very much, and we'll take care of that next week. Looking forward to it. Also like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris, and he's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, name is Ed. I'd like a contact with Alexander Kilo, Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa.
Say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Go ahead and call your station.
Uniform Lima Papa, this is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Already shut down. I was talking to her earlier, so she may have already shut down. When you first started the net, there was a whole bunch of static. It's not there now.
I made contact with Mr. Alexander, and yeah, there was a whole bunch of static on there. I don't know what that was, but it's gone away now, so we're carrying on. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you're doing well. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in KI4VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville, and I have an announcement at your convenience.
Please check in November Delta 2 Zulu. My name is Ron. Also check in Melissa, Kilo Kilo 4 Golf, Papa Golf. We're here in Anderson. We'll be negative and negative, but I will be listening to the swamp net. So good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both day Mary. 73 is to all, and thanks for calling the net tonight.
Control. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. The name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. You're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello, and I'll be back to you to let you make your announcement on just a moment or two. Also like to say good evening to ND2Z. That's Mr. Ron and his sweet bride, KK4GPG, Miss Melissa. They're down in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Ron. Tell Melissa we said hello. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, you won the door prize tonight, buddy. You made number 50 on my list so far. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also named Mary. They're all located over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's on the pre-check-in side of the computer tonight. He came in there a little late, but we got you in the log here, Leroy. Appreciate you being with us. KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, you want to go with your announcement, and do you want to put a number on it so I can count it as a piece of traffic?
Announcement number one, I guess. But I just want to give everybody a date for our ham fest up here. I know it's only January, but July will be here before we know it. But our West Coast Ham Fest, or the Waynesboro Ham Fest, however people want to call it, the date for our ham fest will be Saturday, July 23rd. And once again, it will be at the Haywood County Fairgrounds, now known as the Smoky Mountain Event Center. And we'll have flyers out on our website and some other things before too long. But again, it will be Saturday, July 23rd, Haywood County Fairgrounds. Same hour, same place, same everything. So I just don't give everybody a heads up. And we had a good crowd last year, and I think we're going to have most of the same vendors, if not all the same vendors again this year. We're in touch with them now. But I hope we have a big crowd like we had last year. So mark that on your calendar, and please come up to the mountains and join us. And Gary, appreciate you letting me have this time for this announcement. Everybody have a good rest of the week. KI4VOW.
Randy, we appreciate you bringing that to us. That gives us something to look forward to. The Waynesville Ham Fest, or the West Cars Ham Fest, July the 23rd, that's, which is a Saturday, up there at the Haywood County Fairgrounds, or now it's called the Smoky Mountain Event Center. Appreciate that, Randy. And does anyone need any feels on Randy's announcement? We didn't make it up there last year, but hopefully we'll be able to make it this year. We had some things come up and wasn't able to make it last year. But we are looking forward to it, and I'll put it on the calendar. Thanks for letting us know a little early. That gives us something to look forward to. Going back to the alphabet, any other check-ins in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, Leroy Tanglers, negative and negative.
Leroy, KA5WLL, I got you off the pre-check-in list. You snuck in there with me. I just refreshed it, and there you were on the bottom, but I got you on the list. And thanks for checking in via RF. Good talking with you tonight. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Tell Joy with that hello. We check in with 4 Delta. 4DJW. David.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
So Kilo 4, Bravo Golf, Romeo, Brent, Gaffney, I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave O'Bear and Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KK4BGR, Mr. Britt up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Britt. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, he's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.